Where's TJ Lang at this week?
TJ's getting better. He won't practice today, so he's progressing. Long shot to make the game Monday night.
How about Demaryius? Has he made another step since we last talked?
Demaryius Randall, he's gonna practice in a limited fashion today.
What stands out to you about their defense?
Philadelphia's defense, excellent. Starts up front. I think the fact is when you look at the roster, I think they have 11 defensive linemen. I think they had 9 active last week. And so, you know, they've had anywhere between 9 and 11. So I think that speaks volumes of where they are and how they play. I mean, it's their four-point stance, the way they get off the ball. They rotate those guys in there. It's an outstanding defensive front, and it really sets the tempo for their defense. So not a lot of production, not a lot of points against this group. This will be an excellent challenge for us.
I know you said you liked what you saw from Jason Spriggs Sunday. Does he maybe, with his athleticism, give you a better fit on the interior with some of the things you have to do offensively, throwing the ball so many times?
Once again, Jason came in there and did some good things. Athletic ability definitely is a strength of his. So, as far as, fit, just to throw the football, there's a lot more to it than that, especially playing on the road, playing a defense that's structured and built the way they are. So Jason needs a full week of work. Don Barclay is, still working. He won't do much today, and we'll just see how the week sorts out.
Four or five games, Aaron's numbers and productivity have been a lot more close to his career norms and stuff. What do you think's going into that?
Well, I think it's like, a lot of things in this league from a quarterback position. The quarterback gets, so much credit when things go really well, and then when they don't, he gets a lot of the blame. So I think you have to be honest and realistic. We've kind of gone through some different variations of offense. You look at the way we started the first 2 weeks, made the transition there in the third game. That was productive. Then we went through the 3 or 4 weeks with the running back situation. We've been able to work through that. And now we feel we were able to play with more of a flow and hopefully some more balance. So I think it's just really he's been consistent. I mean, he's gotten us through this storm, and I think we're very, very close to be where we want to be.
I'm going to ask you, Mike, is your run game package you're going to bring to Philadelphia going to look a lot more like those first 3 weeks than it has through the last 5 now with James?
Well, it will never be like the first couple of weeks. I mean, stating the obvious, Eddie Lacy is not part of it. So, Eddie brings a different style and a different, there's different packages that you do with Eddie and James. And so, it's important to fit what we do and how we do it to our players, and especially in the run game.
Mike, I know. It's not about injuries, next man up, everything else. But do you think it's fair to say that losing Eddie has had as much of an impact or almost as much of an impact on your offense this year as losing Jordy last year?
Well, you can never really, I don't know how you calculate that or quantify it. I don't know how you validate, and I'm not going to sit here and try to validate it. I think when you lose, premier players, particularly, players that touch the football. Because at the end of the day, when you design plays, you call plays, and you're trying to set plays up, you're doing things in and out of the game. It's really getting the ball to your perimeter players. And there's a number that we're trying to hit each and every week. And, we look at all the different, data analytics and how their offense plays and so forth and so forth. So, with that, when you take that out of the, you take that one primary player out of the equation, obviously those opportunities have to go to someone else or two or three other people. So, and what they do with those opportunities is really the key. So when I look at players that are injured that change the course of your offense, and we've talked about this before, I think it was 2010, we had set so much offense in that OTAs, off-season training camp to JerMichael Finley. And then when we lost him, we had to really shift gears. I mean, our investment was in a lot of things that we didn't even begin to use. So Now, is that the same case with Jordy? You know, not, maybe not to the extent. Is that the same case with Eddie? Probably, you know, a little more than Jordy. So, I mean, I don't really know how to give you a great answer on it. The most important thing is when you don't have one of those guys you consider a primary playmaker that's going to, you know, you want them to touch the ball 15 times a game. That's a lot of touches because if you can get the ball to your people through running pass 50-plus, you're going to have a good day on offense. So that's what you really got to look for and how you distribute those other opportunities to the.
And he was giving you really good production before he got hurt, too.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I thought he was having his best year.
Have you gotten any reports or indications that there's reason for hope that once he's eligible to come off IR?
Well, actually, you know, Eddie Lacy will be on IR for the season. So will Sam Shields. We're going to activate Dorlian today. He's going to practice from the IR classification, designation, whatever the specific, you know, detailed label title is that. So it's unfortunate for Eddie and it's unfortunate for Sam, but based on all the medical information and the conversations to this point, that's where we are.
Setbacks, or is this a move made by necessity, given where you are with cornerback?
Once again, it's these are more medical decisions, and this is really a decision from that's been made from the input of our medical staff.
You still have a feel about whether Sam will play again?
I do not. I mean, really, the conversation with Sam, I know particularly mine with him is, you know, he needs a get healthy for himself and his family, and that needs to be his focus, and it is his focus, and that's what we're focusing on.
Mike, what have you seen out of Chris and Michael just in this short time?
I'll tell you what, he has great energy. You know, I like his disposition. He's very attentive. Was here all day yesterday working with running back coach Ben Sermons, so wants to jump in, wants to contribute, so it'll be good to see him work today.
Just in terms of what you saw from him in camp,
Dorlian, I'm hoping, you know, just see what he does today in practice, and we're not going to do a whole lot. Obviously, coming off a Sunday night game, but you know, explosive. I mean, he plays with great energy. You know, he's I like his toughness. I thought he did some really good things on special teams. You know, he was injured pretty much the whole training camp and fought through it and did some good things. So it'll be good to get him out there and see where he is.
What have you thought of Wentz?
Ball control is always important, and time of possession is always important.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the first part.
Ball control is always important. Yeah. Time of possession is always important. Does it become more important now, though, because your defense is as wounded as they are?
Well, I mean, we go in every game, you know, trying to control the football. I mean, we won the, you know, won the time of possession against Washington. I mean, barely. But, yes, I mean, you factor that in. I think if you look the way we play, there's a lot of – lean towards winning the time possession. We've done that, you know, a good part of it. Our focus on defense is more about the big plays. You know, our pass defense, the big plays in the pass defense is what's, you know, has bit us here the last couple of weeks. And, you know, unfortunately, the Washington game, it came at the most critical time. So focusing on the details, injuries are part of the game. The injuries in the game. And overcoming those challenges, that's where we need to be better at. When those moving parts are happening on the sideline, get the things made and make sure, you know, we're helping where we're supposed to be and make sure the pursuit and the finish is higher than it's ever been. And when mistakes are made, because they're made all the time in a game of football, we need to have that overlap where we're helping each other. So that's really our focus, is just to make sure that everybody's not trying to do too much. Stay within themselves. Play the game. Don't chase the big play. The big play is going to come to you. Just make sure you're hammering it down on your fundamentals, your technique, and playing with, you know, relentless energy. And just got to have the overlap when people do make mistakes.
What have you thought of Wentz through two-thirds of his first season?
I'm sorry. My hearing must be screwed up. I can't.
What
did you say?
What have you thought of Wentz through two-thirds of his rookie year?
Oh, I think he's off to, obviously, the start, I think, was very impressive. He's got a very bright future. You know, hopefully it starts next week, you know, after our game. He's impressive. I mean, I've been very impressed with his video. We've had him a number of times in our breakdowns leading into this game. So physically, he has it. He has everything you want. Athletic, can make all the throws. Plays with really good composure. I like the way the command he has of their offense. That's been impressive, and you know, I'm always in preference of the quarterback that can beat you from the pocket and out of the pocket, and he has that ability. So I think he's a dynamic young player that has a very bright future.
If I'm not mistaken, you missed Doug Peterson here by a year.
Correct.
But was there anything about a quarterback, maybe even a backup quarterback, that can make a good head coach or translate into that?
Definitely. I think the quarterback position, and you know, just really, if you look at it, just from the education and what you're exposed to playing quarterback in the National Football League. I don't know, not to disrespect the other positions in the game of football, but I don't know if there's clearly another position, maybe in sports, that is as exposed to as much, you know, information and responsibility that the quarterback has. So I think it's an outstanding training ground for quarterbacks to transition to being coaches.
Mike, at what point do the injuries just become too much where you can't really, like, you can't keep putting it back up after back? At what point is it like the injuries are kind of there and they're hard to overcome?
I mean, never. I mean, it's a game of football. I mean, we have 63 players in our building, and we're training them all to get ready to win games. So that's our mindset. That's what we all signed on for. And I can't say this enough. I know I said this during the good times. I said it during training camp. We got the right kind of men here. This group of men, we're going to get to where we want to go. I'm fully confident in that. You know, the process, the approach, the preparation, we're going to get this the way it needs to be. So I'm fully confident in that. So you just can't keep doing things right and the result is going to stay the same. So I truly believe in that. This locker room is awesome. So we got to win. We get that. It's about results. But everything leading up to that, I'm very pleased with. So we're just going to keep stoking that fire, and we're going to do everything that we need to do this week and prepare to go beat Philadelphia in Philadelphia.
At some point that Rodgers tries to overcompensate for the injuries and tries to do too much and go outside of himself, because like you were saying, it's so standard.
I mean, Aaron's you know, obviously a great quarterback, but he is a playmaker. So, I mean, it's you know, he has the ability and the dynamic to make some plays that not all quarterbacks do. So, I mean, does that fall in the category of trying to do too much? I mean, it's, you know, you can't sit there and, you know, jump up and down with your pom-poms when it goes right and then condemn him when it doesn't. So that's the game. So, and I'm talking more about when he comes out of the pocket and, you know, the way he's run the football. He's been smart with the football in space. So, I mean, he needs to keep doing that. I mean, we've got a heck of a pass rush. I mean, this defensive line is exceptional, and particularly not only in quality but in quantity. So we understand that. And I think Aaron's doing an outstanding job navigating the different type of game plans and the different personnel groups and how we've had to play this year. So, and once again, I think we're getting close on offense to where we want to be.
Mike, you're always adamant on holidays. You want guys to take time with their families. But I feel like in the past, you haven't had a Monday game, so you've had to at least do something Thanksgiving earlier in the day. Am I misremembering that? I think this is the first time you've been able to have a whole day.
I don't think so.
No? Is that not right?
Yeah.
I mean, just, again, I'm just curious your philosophy on that, because I think
holidays are important. I mean, it's important for, you know, the players and coaches, support staff to be with their families. So when we never made any bones about that. Now, if you want to line up and check the work hours and so forth, we'll outwork the best of them. I mean, that's always been a strength of our coaching staff. So our work's going to be done. It's going to be done in detail. Frankly, this schedule is probably the best schedule we've ever had for a Thanksgiving week, because Thanksgiving falls, you know, where you can take the day off, and then Friday's a Thursday and so forth and so forth. But, I mean, we've played on Thanksgiving, I think, half the time I've been here, so that's part of it. And but you still, it's an early game. You've had Thanksgiving night off the day after. So I can't say we haven't been off on Thanksgiving, but we've always had time on the Thanksgiving holiday, the Thursday, Friday, to be with our families, and that's the priority.